We have one more piece for you, but I have a little bit of business to take care of with everybody before we do that. There's a bunch of people I want to thank, first of all. One of the things that I really enjoy about this program is the fact that for the last, I would say, maybe 4 or 5 semesters that we've been in operation, we've had all 3 saxophone studios at this university represented here in the saxophone ensemble. So you mentioned James Barrett earlier. Thank you for all that you do. I don't see him in the audience, but he might be listening in online. Sal Lozano is the other saxophone faculty that we have here. It's really a privilege to work with both of these guys, and pretty much all I have to do is throw the notes in front of them and coach a little bit, and off we go. So it's really great to have them. The other people that I want to thank are Marcus Carline, who's back there in the behind the glass, and his crew. For those of you who are watching online on the live stream, they make it possible, they make this possible, they make it sound good, they record it. If you're interested in hearing any of other work that this group has done, go to Bacco Conservatory of Music Archives online, and you can hear most of our past concerts, certainly since I took over in 2005, as well as a lot of other people's various and sundry things with smaller saxophone groups and that sort of thing. So we hope that you'll do that. And one last person that I, or one last group really that I want to thank, first of all, is would you please help me thank one more time the members of the Bob Cole Conservatory Saxophone Ensemble. I've very privileged to also make part of their living as a player, and I have to tell you that live performance went away. A lot of us recorded at home, a lot of us did various and sundry things, and it was great that we were able to make a living, and we continued our classes and coaching ensembles, just went away. The only thing we were able to do was lessons and record individual parts at home, and I'm sure I can join with all the other musicians that I see here in the room, as well as listening online. When we first got back to live performance, it was almost a sob-worthy experience the first time I heard other musicians around. It was like, oh my goodness. So for these guys to be able to do this and make it safe for all of you, we have protocols that we have to adhere to, and there's an entire staff here at the university that takes care of that. And they give us as much rope as they can to allow us to play well for you, and so that you're safe in the audience. And so we, Noreen Kimura is the person who heads that up here at our department. So if we could just have a brief applause of thanks for all that she does to make sure that this works in the COVID time. All right, one of the other privileges that I have is that at this university we have an amazing set of small sub-departments within it, and one of the things that we do here is composition. And we've had composition majors in the group, we've had people that have just decided to try it. This is a wonderful ensemble to compose for. We get to do something for the composition department about every 7th semester or so. They do a project and write pieces for us. But this semester, I get to introduce this gentleman to you. This is Vinicio Ormeño. And he wrote 2 arrangements for this group this semester. We love them both. We were going to try to play them both for you, and we realized that both of them are kind of sort of enders, so we can't really do them both.
They're both songs.
So come back next semester, and we'll play the other one for you. But I'm going to let you tell him, or let him tell you, rather, about his own piece. And so here it is.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Professor Jay Mason. Give it up for him, please. We really appreciate you all coming out and supporting us in person and online, too. It's a privilege for me to have an ensemble of this caliber humor me with my arrangement. So I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much, and Colby for taking the solo. So this piece is called Ashokan Farewell. It's an arrangement from an original folk tune. working for a festival long ago, and Jake Unger, the person that wrote it, describes it as, it's a waltz that has a sense of loss and longing. So it kind of fits, you know, the whole getting out of COVID thing. But there is a sense of loss and longing in the piece, but I also hear some promise and some hope and perseverance. So I took the piece and I just decided to add a bunch of color because I'm a sucker for color. And I just decided to add some hidden counter melodies too that you'll hear. So originally we were gonna perform this back in 2019 in May, but you all know what happened. So I'm really excited to premiere this arrangement with you. So thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy it.